This podcast is brought to you by Aspire Planning Group, insurance creating a better future for you and your family. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Our next caller, goalkeeper Harry Chakarun. Harry, welcome to the night train.
Good evening, Rob. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. Look, a scrappy game on Friday night, but 3 points is 3 points.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't one of our best performances this year, so, and yeah, as you said, a scrappy game. Us as the players, we knew that. But yeah, eventually we got the 3 points, and that was most important.
Yeah, I said, I mean, it's always very encouraging when your team doesn't play the best, but you still take home the bickies.
Yeah, exactly.
On a personal level, last season was quite a tough year for you and the whole team, but this year you're just on fire. A man of the match performance on Friday. Have you changed the cordial from green to red, or what's going on?
Sorry. No. Well, I just think the difference really is just the vibe we really got going in the change room, and the way we approach things is very differently. And, you know, with Mickey coming in, he really knows how to get a bunch of boys together, you know, playing well, just everyone backing each other to the end. He has a lot of key words that he likes to, you know, put us together as a team with, you know, like along the likes of courage, hardworking, belief, and all these small things that he implements do bring us together and make us a better unit, you could say. And you can sort of see that on the park where our performances are sort of showing. And that's not because our quality has got better or not. It's just that we have become a better unit as a whole. And I feel that that's the biggest difference between last season and this season.
Oh, it's definitely evident from the stands. Are you guys all killing each other? Or killing for each other? Not killing each other, yeah. But working really hard out there on the park. And it's certainly paying off. Even Daniela Vodopic goes, "Go Hrvoje, you're kicking ass this year. We love you." So, I mean, I'm sure you're getting a lot of support from all the fans and getting a lot of pats on the back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just not myself, but everyone is getting around every player. It's good to have, you know, that winning mentality back with the club, with such a big club that it is. You want to be sitting where we are, and, yeah, the fans help us a lot. The coaching staff's great. The players are all happy. So hopefully we can just continue carrying this mentality throughout the season.
And then just on one of your teammates, it's fantastic to see Gian finally score, but the brace must have really lifted him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Jay and myself do stay back a lot at training to get shooting in. You know, Gian's such a quality player with his level of brilliance up front. He was lacking those goals, but like I say to him every session and everyone else says to him, once you get those couple, you're just going to start rocketing him in. And as you can see, he's deadly up front, and I'm pretty sure going forward he's just going to start bagging in goals for us. So credit to him for being patient, you know, not dropping his head, and finally getting the goals on the board. And I'm pretty sure he's going to, you know, have a great season.
And it's certainly happening at the right time, because this week the top of the table clash against a very, very strong Avondale.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. You know, every game we go into is the same mentality, no matter who we play and where we play. Zoran has recruited well. We know that Avondale, as you can tell, have such a good quality team all around the park. It's going to be a tough game, as they are undefeated. But, you know, with our form too, we aren't scared of nobody. And the boys are quite confident going into this. And, hopefully we can pull the result on the weekend too.
Well, yeah, look, I think the last time we beat Avondale was back in 2015, so I think now's as good a time as any.
Yeah.
And, Harry, a couple of weeks ago I saw after the game there was a whole lot of young kids gather around you and you were signing autographs, so you've managed to become a centrefold in the match program. You're like a rock star, mate. The kids absolutely love you. So it was, yeah, very reminiscent of the old times. How do you feel when you see all the juniors gathering around trying to get your autograph? You know, on a Friday.
Oh, it's funny, memories back of when I was a junior, you know, back in, I don't know, you could say 2010 or whatever, when we made the finals and that. I used to go up to players like Ben Suri, Andy Barisic, asking for their autographs.
Marijan Cvetković.
No, not Mars, not Mars. Mars was a bit after, but you know, Mars was his quality still. He's been amazing this year. But yeah, continuing on with that. Yeah, it's good. Look, it sort of makes you feel almost having like a professional, but you don't really get carried away with that stuff. It's more just good for the kids, I guess. I know what I felt when I was a kid getting autographs. So I could just imagine what it feels for them.
Also, I heard from your mum on Friday night that Dad was a little bit upset that I mentioned that you got your genetics from your mum's side of the family. Now, I know them very well, so that's why I was a bit of a jab at the old man, I suppose. But you've got the height. Both of your parents are very tall, athletic. You know, we can leave that up for debate. But you were injured a bit last year. How have you come back from that injury? What are you doing different? Are you around that?
Oh yeah, so I've had a few injuries in my so-called short career so far. Being tall, it's not always the best on your knees. I've had knee problems. Unfortunately, I broke my wrist as well. But yeah, just I feel that I've come a far way since then. Just my progress in fitness, just the way I look after my body, the recovery is such an important thing in nowadays. So getting on top of that, and also the training with my new goalkeeper coach, Tony Balika. Just like a shout out to him. He's been amazing with myself and Jordan this year. And yeah, without him, I feel that, you know, my game still wouldn't be where it is right now, because he puts so much effort and he knows how to work with young people like myself and get the best out of us. So yeah, I'd like to just say thanks to him as well.
No worries. And with your form so far this season, I put up a tweet during the week from the Night Train page about A-League clubs having a look around some of the NPL leagues in Australia. Has there been any interest? Has anyone given you a call, flicked you a message, put the feelers out there saying, we think this kid's ready to make the step up?
Oh, look, I personally haven't had any contact, but, you know, it's not really in my interest to go looking for anything bigger than what I'm at. I'm still learning. I'm not going to get myself carried away. I feel that it's still early in the season. There's a lot to prove. You can't judge yourself after 4 or 5 games, as you could tell with last year. It's such a roller coaster of a season. The same goes with the team as a whole. But, yeah, I don't like to get carried away. I'm going to keep working hard and see where my football can potentially take me. But, yeah, as for now, no, I haven't had anyone contact me.
Yeah, I had a call during the week, so I've still got some contacts overseas. So NK Polace is definitely looking for a new keeper over there. So make him more competitive.
Oh, I think I'll hold in Melbourne for that one.
But Harry, getting a lot of love from the SMSs. Well done, Chucky. Keep up the good work. From Diggers Rest Sam. Chucky's best game for the club. Good to see he kept his head up through the tough times. From Brunswick Matt. Yeah, just a lot of love for you out there, Chucky. But another thing, I mean, you came up through the juniors as well. And like you said, you were there as a kid, you know, getting autographs from the other players. Did you ever dream that you would actually be there at Summer Street in front of that grandstand and playing your heart out for the Knights?
Oh, of course. As any other kid would, you would have a dream. I actually wish I was a striker back in the day. I thought I could bag in goals for fun, like a Viduka, but, you know, times change. When when I was younger, I was a player, so yeah, definitely didn't think I'd be between the sticks, but yeah, I'm happy that everything's worked out the way it has, and I'm fortunate to be playing in the senior football side of the Knights.
Yeah, even Blurton Belitz has written, man of the match performance due to the hard work he puts in. Keep working, champ. But getting back to the Avondale game, look, they've scored 19 goals already this season, only conceded 5. That's over 3 goals scored per game and conceded less than a goal a game. What do you think is going to be the best way to curb this trend on Saturday and particularly shut down Zinni and Boland, who seem to be in superb form?
I feel that we don't change anything, but play the way we have been playing and just be solid as we can and stick to our game plan that we've been following. Like I said to you, we don't change, or we don't, to anyone we play, we don't change much in our game plans, but, you know, with a team like Avondale, we might have to change minor things. But yeah, the way we could probably change it is, yeah, I'm not too sure. Just hopefully everyone's on their A game and bring the best out of everyone and trying to come away with the 3 points away.
I think you best then pop over to Hamish Watson and Jan's place on Friday, get them a nice home-cooked meal and make sure they look after themselves so they're ready for Saturday's game.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're going to need some type of help cooking because I heard they're no good.
Yeah, the pasta and tomato sauce just doesn't cut it anymore, I think, for an athlete.
So. Yeah, Brycey doesn't help them out, so...
Well, Harry, look, you and the team are also in superb form, and I'm sure it's going to be a cracking game. Good luck on Saturday, and I'm sure you're going to do us all proud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.